You're listening to Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott. This is the first in a two-part story about a man named Larry Kuntz. He was born in North Dakota, lived briefly in Montana as a kid, and ended up in Spokane, Washington, where he was a pharmacist and where he's lived with his wife since the 1950s. They're surrounded by kids and grandkids and scores of friends, but there's a chapter of Larry's life that he didn't share with any of them until recently. It happened in 1937, when Larry was 5 1/2.
My dad was a grain elevator operator, and at some point in his life, he was managing a grain elevator in Wheat Basin, Montana. And this is the place where where he and my mother were killed. So that's basically the story. And they caught the perpetrator. I was there as well, you know, and the guy, the killer, shot my dad and my mother and then beat me over the head and left me for dead, drove the vehicle in the elevator and locked it up and left me for dead. The other thing I do remember, in getting out of the elevator, I was coming to and passing out again. I'd played in the elevator, you know, over the years, and I remember the door where they load the grain. It was just closed in the back with a hook, so I unhooked that and opened it up and jumped down, and that's how I got out. I was going in and out of consciousness, I think, but I do remember finding the door and opening it and going down, and then somehow or other, I don't remember how I did it, but I made my way over to the general store, which is probably 5 or 6 blocks at least.
When Larry escaped from the grain elevator and staggered into the general store in the little town of Wheat Basin, covered in blood, he found the man who'd shot his parents standing there looking at him. He was a fellow from upstate New York named Frank Robidoux, alias Joseph Liberty, and he soon confessed to and was hanged for the murders.
I don't know if we want to get into the reasons why this tragedy took place, but that was times of depression, and times were very hard. And this Frank Robidoux was a sharecropper. You know, he had a number of things where he needed some money, and he wanted to sell some of his wheat. Well, my dad knew that he was a sharecropper, and he did not own it outright, so he would not pay him the checks. And the guy forced him to write some checks at the point of a gun. Consequently, my dad was going into Columbus to report this to the sheriff, and he got in the car with us and stopped halfway, and that's when he shot. My memory, some of the stuff that had happened is some totally blanked out, you know, of my memory. Others is very, very vivid. You know, some of the things are very, very vivid. So in the car, in the elevator with my dad in the front seat, and my mother halfway over the back seat, because she came over the back in an attempt probably to protect me, you know, or whatever the case might be. And that's when he shot her.
After the murder of his parents, Larry was taken in by relatives in the little town of Richardton in western North Dakota.
I do recall having a lot of problems in school at first, because they tell me, and I remember a little bit about it, they tell me that I'd be sitting in the middle of class and suddenly burst out crying. And fortunately, I had an aunt that was going to the high school right there in the same building, and so they would call her down and get me settled down again. And the other thing that I had real severe nightmares for quite a number of years. So consequently, my relatives all protected me very much. They would not let anybody come in. I know over the years there have been a number of reporters, like from Billings and other reporters, that wanted to see me or interview me or stuff like that. And they wouldn't even let them near me. And even after I moved out here, which I've been out here for 50-some years, people would inquire back there, and they still would not let them know where I was at. With the good relatives and grandmother and uncles and aunts, and it's a large family on both sides, he just really didn't think too much about it from that aspect. Although there were times, of course, when, you know, I wish I would have had a mother and dad. I know that they were very religious. Every night they would kneel down beside the bed and say prayers. I remember every Sunday morning, one of the things they would read the Sunday comics to me, and I loved that. And to this day, that's one of the first things I read in the paper in the morning of the comics. It's the attitude, I guess, that you take. I mean, I rarely ever get angry. There's no, doesn't do any good, you know. So I just take things as they come and let it go. Look for the brighter side, so to speak.
You've been listening to Larry Kuntz in Spokane, Washington. We'll hear more about his story next week on Mountain West Voices. Special thanks for help with today's program go to Penny Redley of the Museum of the Beartooths in Columbus, Montana. Our series is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. To hear more stories from around the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.